what you'll be able to do after this lesson. Phase 1 named the failure modes. Phase 2 built the algorithmic zoo, DQUN, off policy plus engineering, PPO, on policy plus clipping, model-based pair, learn plus plan, variational inference plus control as inference, the unification. Phase 3 takes those pieces to the frontier of how deep RL is actually deployed and what it cannot yet do. The first and most important frontier application is RLHF, reinforcement learning from human feedback, the standard recipe for aligning pre-trained language models to human preferences. By 2024-2025, every commercial instruction-tuned model uses RLHF or a close variant. By the end of this lesson, you can walk the 3-stage InstructGPT pipeline, Ouyang et al., 2022, supervised fine-tuning, SFT, reward modeling on preference pairs, and PPO with a KL penalty to the SFT model. Write the Bradley-Terry reward modeling objective for preference pairs. Derive the optimal RLHF policy, proportional to the pre-trained policy times the exponential of the reward divided by beta, from the variational framework you built in lessons 11-12. The PPO plus K objective is the variational LBO. Compute the optimal RLHF policy by hand on a 2-response example with beta equal 0.5. Verify limits. Beta approaching 0 recovers the deterministic reward maximizer. Beta approaching infinity recovers the pre-trained model unchanged. Name the operational instruments that detect a reward hacking failure. Reward model test accuracy, measured KL also from base, win rate against base, harm bench scores, sycophancy benchmarks. This lesson is a synthesis. You already have PO Lesson 8 and the variational framework, Lessons 11-12. RLHF wires them together and applies them to a specific production problem. Recap, where we are in the phase 1-3 narrative arc. Phase 1 introduced the policy gradient core, reinforce, actor critic. On policy fundamentals, phase 2 built the algorithm zoo, off policy engineering, DUEN, on policy stability, PPO, model-based RL, variational reformulation. 5 families, 1 mathematical thread. Phase 3. This phase, opens here, covers the frontiers. RLHF is the opening application. Subsequent lessons cover offline RL, the problem and the algorithmic answers, BCQ, CQL, IQL, exploration in hard environments, multitask and meta RL, and the field's open problems. L13's contribution, take the PPO from L8, plus the variational framework from L11, L12, and instantiate them for the language model alignment problem. Everything in this lesson is a special case of machinery you have already built. The RLHF problem. Pre-trained language models, GPT-style, Claude-based, Llama-based, etc., are trained on internet text via next token prediction. They are completion models. Extend a partial sequence into a continuation that resembles training data. They are not aligned to a specific notion of helpful or harmless or instruction following because the training objective never named those concepts. The alignment task, take a pre-trained model and steer it toward outputs humans prefer without losing the language fluency the pre-training produced. This is a fine-tuning problem with 2 constraints, match preferences. Outputs should score well under some preference signal, human raters, AI raters, or a learned reward model. Stay near pre-trained. The model should not drift far from what the pre-training produced. Reasons: language fluency, factual knowledge, broad capability that preference data alone cannot specify. The L12 framing said, the variational solution to this constrained optimization is soft Bellman with the pre-trained model as the prior. RLHF is the engineering practice that implements it. The InstructGPT pipeline, the canonical recipe. Ouyang et al., 2022, introduced the three-stage pipeline used in essentially every commercial RLHF system since Stage 0, pre-trained model PI pre-trained, standard next token prediction training on a large text corpus, out of scope for this lesson, treat as the starting point. Stage 1, supervised fine-tuning, SFT. Train the pre-trained model on a curated dataset of prompt ideal response pairs, standard cross entropy loss. The dataset DSFT is human written demonstrations, typically 10,000 to 100,000 examples. Result: PISFT, a model that follows the format of demonstrations and starts producing instruction following outputs. SFT alone is insufficient. Humans cannot write enough demonstrations to cover the long tail of inputs, and writing demonstrations is more expensive than ranking model outputs. The next stages address this. Stage 2, reward modeling on preference pairs. Collect a dataset of preference pairs. For each prompt X, two model-generated responses, a winner and a loser, with a human judgment that the winner is preferred to the loser. Train a reward model, RFI, typically initialized from PySFT, with a new linear head using the Bradley-Terry preference model. Sigma is the logistic sigmoid. The training loss is, this is a binary classification problem. Predict the preferred response from the pair. The Bradley-Terry parameterization makes the reward model well-defined up to an additive constant per prompt. Only differences matter, which is exactly what the downstream RL stage needs. Typical dataset sizes, 10,000 to 1,000 preference pairs. Each pair is cheap to collect compared to writing a demonstration. This is the scaling lever. Stage 3, PPO with KL to the SFT model. Now the RL stage. Treat PISFT as the prior. Use the reward model, ERQFI, as the reward signal. Optimize the policy parameterized by theta, initialized from PISFT. The first term rewards high reward responses. The second term penalizes drift from the SFT prior. The hyperparameter beta, typically 0.01 to 0.1, trades off these two pressures. The optimization uses PPO from lesson 8 to handle the gradient stably. The clip surrogate is from L8. The KL term is computed in closed form. Token level KL between the policy parameterized by theta and PISFT summed over the response. After several thousand PPO iterations, the policy parameterized by theta produces outputs that score well under RFI while staying near PISFT. This is the deployable instruction-tuned model. The variational view. This is the soft Bellman backup. The L11-L12 framework predicts the optimal policy for the RLHF objective. This is exactly the soft Bellman posterior from L12, with latent, the response Y. A prior, the SFT model PISFT. Likelihood, the exponential of the reward, R. Phi divided by beta, the soft Boltzmann weighting. Temperature, beta. The partition function, Z, the sum over responses of the SFT probability times the exponential of the reward divided by beta, is, up to scale, the sequence-level analog of the soft value from L12. Strictly, the sequence-level soft value is beta times log Z, so Z equals the exponential of the soft value divided by beta. PPO is the practical optimizer for this variational target. The closed form pi star is intractable to compute directly, sum over all possible responses, so we run gradient descent on the RLHF surrogate loss instead. The variational lens says something useful about beta. It is the information rate at which the reward model drives the policy. Small beta equals strong reward signal. Policy drifts far from PISFT. Large beta equals weak reward signal. Policy stays close to PISFT. The optimal beta depends on how well calibrated the reward model is. Next section. Worked example. two-response RLAOHF on a single prompt. Set up the smallest non-trivial case, single prompt X, two possible responses, on Y2. The SFT probabilities are 0.6 for response 1 Y and 0.4 for response 2. The rewards are vamos for response 1 and puenero for response 2 beta y squamping 5. The reward model prefers response 1. The SFT model also prefers response 1, but less strongly. The RLHF policy should concentrate more mass on response 1. Compute the unnormalized weights. Compute the partition function. Compute the optimal policy. Sum 0.91173 plus 0.0827 x 1.0 as required. The RLHF policy puts 91.7% on response 1, up from the SFT prior's 60%. The KL penalty kept it from going to 100%, which is what the unconstrained reward model optimizer would do. Verify the two beta limits. Beta approaching 0, no KL penalty, pure reward maximization. The policy collapses to the deterministic reward maximizing response. Reward maximizer, no SFT anchoring. Beta approaching infinity, KL penalty dominates. The policy collapses to the SFT prior. No reward model influence. The RL stage is a no op. Real systems pick beta between 0.01 and 0.1. Enough to extract value from the reward model, not enough to lose the SFT prior's language fluency. The exact choice depends on reward model quality, reward hacking, and why beta matters. The dominant practical failure mode of RLHF is reward hacking, also called specification gaming, reward gaming, or Goodhart's law in this context. The reward model RFI is an imperfect proxy for true human preferences. It was trained on all 100K preference pairs. It has blind spots, biases, and overconfident regions. When beta is too low, the policy optimizes the reward model so aggressively that it finds adversarial responses scoring high on RFI, but reading as nonsense to actual humans. Classic symptoms, repetitive output. The answer is yes, 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 yes. That scores high because the reward model has a weakness on confidence, sycophancy, agreeing with the user regardless of the prompt's actual content. Length hacking. Longer responses score higher because human raters had a length bias. Refusal hacking. Never answering because overcautious responses score higher than ones with any risk of being wrong. The KL penalty. Beta times the KL divergence from the policy to PSFT is the structural defense against these failure modes. By forcing the policy parameterized by theta to stay near PSFT, a fluent instruction following but not yet reward optimized model, the policy cannot drift far enough to find adversarial reward model exploits. Operationally, if beta is too low, reward hacking, policy degrades. If beta is too high, no improvement over SFT, no value from RL stage. Empirical sweet spot. Beta equals 0.01 to 0.1, calibrated to reward model quality. Variance and successors. The InstructGPT pipeline is the dominant approach, but not the only one. By 2024-2025, the field has split into several families. Constitutional AI, by et al., 2022. Anthropic's variant replaces the human-collected preference data in stage 2 with AI-generated preferences following a written constitution, a list of principles the model should follow. The pipeline becomes stage 2A, SFT. Model generates pairs of responses to prompts. Stage 2B. A separate constitutional critic rates each pair according to the principles. Stage 2C. Train the reward model on these AI-generated preferences. Stage 3. PAPO as before. The RLAIF, RL from AI feedback, naming applies when AI generates the preferences. Trade-offs cheaper to scale than human labels. Can encode principled value choices in the Constitution. KI raters can introduce their own biases. Direct preference optimization. DPO. Rafaelov Asal. Oh my, it's so beautiful. 2023. The variational shortcut from lesson 12. Skip stage 2, no separate reward model, and stage 3's PPO. Instead, optimize the policy directly on preference pairs using the closed-form variational solution. The implicit reward the DPO paper title alludes to is determined by the policy itself via the variational identity. The math is the same. The implementation is simpler. No separate reward model stage, no PPO loop. DPO has become the dominant approach for smaller-scale RLHF, where the reward model accuracy is the bottleneck. Group Relative Policy Optimization, GRPO, DeepSeek Math, Xiao et al., 2024, popularized in DeepSeek R1, 2025. GRPO drops the value network critic and computes advantages from group normalized rewards. Sample multiple responses per prompt. Normalize each response's reward within the group. Subtract the group mean, divide by the group standard deviation, and use that as the advantage in the PPO update. Saves compute by eliminating the critic. Works particularly well for reasoning task RL, where rewards are sparse and binary. Originated in DeepSeek Math, Xiao et al., 2024. Popularized by DeepSeek R1, Jan, 2025. Identity Preference Optimization, IPO, Azar et al., 2024. A theoretical generalization of DPO with a different surrogate that addresses a specific overconfidence failure mode in DPO. Performance comparable to DPO in practice, more theoretically clean. The choice among Instruct GPT, PPO, Constitutional AI, DRS, IPO depends on operational constraints, data availability, human labels versus synthetic, compute budget, PPO versus DPO simplicity, reward model accuracy, and the specific failure modes you are trying to defend against. Operational instruments. How do you know if your RLHF run is working? Naming the operational instruments is what separates productive engineering from policy debate. The following instruments measure specific empirical properties of an RLHF run. These instruments operationalize the question, is RLHF working, into specific measurements. Empirical questions are different in kind from value policy questions like, what should the model refuse? Or, whose preferences are aligned? This lesson focuses on the empirical operational side, which is what you can directly verify. For example, if reward model test accuracy is below 60%, the RM is barely better than chance, and any RLHF run on top of it will be unreliable. That is an operational observation independent of what the model should ultimately learn to do. If the measured KL from base is above 100 nats, but win rate against base is below 50%, the policy drifted from SFT without improvement, suggestive of reward hacking. That is an operational observation independent of what good behavior means. The split is what keeps RLHF productive. Engineering instruments tell you what is happening. Value alignment is a separate, broader conversation that those instruments inform but do not settle. Common pitfalls. Setting beta by feel without measuring KL. The right beta depends on reward model quality, which varies per RLHF run. Always measure the achieved KL and check it against win rate before deploying. Believing the reward model. The reward model is a small neural network fit on whole 100K preference pairs. It has known failure modes, length bias, sycophancy bias, refusal bias. Run reward hacking analyses, gradient ascent on RFI to find adversarial inputs, periodically. Skipping SFT. Trying to run RLHF directly on a pre-trained only model is unstable. The SFT stage anchors the model in instruction following format, before the RL stage adds preference signal. Both stages are necessary. Comparing across reward model normalizations, Bradley-Terry only constrains differences in R-phi. The absolute scale is arbitrary. Two reward models with the same preferences will have different beta sweet spots if their reward scales differ. Always check the achieved KL, not the literal beta value. Treating DPO as just RLHF without the reward model. DPO has its own failure modes, overfitting to preference data, smaller effective KL budget per iteration. The implementation is simpler. The conceptual content is the same. The empirical performance differs. Using human rater agreement as a proxy for truth. Human raters disagree systematically. The training data inherits the rater distribution. Documenting this distribution is operational hygiene. Pretending it is ground truth is a category error. Why this matters when you use AI? RLHF is the technique that bridged language models that complete text plausibly, GPT-2 era, 2019, and language models that follow instructions usefully, ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, 2022 onward. Every commercial instruction-tuned model from 2022 forward has used RLHF or a close variant. The technique itself is now mature. 50-plus open-source implementations exist. The InstructGPT pipeline is reproducible on WSBI-1B parameter models with a few thousand dollars of compute. Smaller-scale DPO experiments run on a single GPU. What RLHF does not solve. The value specification problem. Choosing what the model should be aligned to is a question for product, policy, and society, not engineering. RLHF executes the alignment. It does not pick the alignment target. Generalization to held out prompts. An RLHF-tuned model may behave well on the preference distribution it was trained on and degrade on novel distributions. Robustness to distribution shift remains an open research problem. Sandboxing and adversarial use. RLHF reduces but does not eliminate the failure modes adversarial prompts can elicit. Defense in depth, input filtering, output filtering, sandboxing remains necessary. The operational instruments named above address what RLHF can verify. The broader alignment questions remain open and require separate frameworks: interpretability, scalable oversight, debate-based methods. Lesson 14.0. Onward covers some of these. The field, as of 2025, is still mid-evolution. What you should remember from this lesson. The InstructGPT pipeline is three stages. SFT, cross-entropy on demonstrations. Reward modeling, Bradley-Terry on preference pairs. PPO with KL2SFT. Variational policy optimization. The full RLHF objective is the expected reward R phi minus beta times the KL divergence from the policy to PISFT. This is the soft Bellman backup at the sequence level with PISFT, as the prior and beta as the temperature. The optimal RLHF policy is proportional to PISFT, times the exponential of R phi divided by beta. PPO is the practical optimizer for this variational target. The worked example, PISFT of 0.6 and WO.4, rewards of 1 and WO, beta of GOMIFI, gives pi star of 0.917 and 0.083. Limits verified. Beta approaching 0 gives the reward maximizer 1 and 0. Beta approaching infinity gives the SFT prior 0.6 and 0.4. Reward hacking is the dominant failure mode. Setting beta too low lets the policy find adversarial reward model exploits. The KL penalty is the structural defense. Variance. Constitutional AI, RLAIF with constitutional principles, DPO, variational shortcut skipping the reward model, GRPO, group normalized advantage, subtract group mean, divide group STD, IPO, theoretical generalization of DPO. Operational instruments, reward model test accuracy, measured KL from base, win rate against base, harm bench scores, sycophancy benchmarks. These operationalize is RLHF working into specific empirical measurements. Distinct from broader value alignment questions, which the instruments inform but do not settle. Next lessons, phase 3 continues. Offline RL, L14 problem definition plus L15 algorithms, BCQ, CQL, IQL, exploration strategies for hard reward environments, L16, multitask and meta RL, L17, and the field's open problems, including the RLHF-specific issues this lesson named, L18, closes the track,